This is a Stage One News Update. A local theater group is finding ways to bring new and marginalized voices and stories to the stage. Through a mandate to showcase stories and voices that don't always see center stage, Western Edge Theater is retelling a story that has historically been told by men. In Slavic folktale, Baba Yaga is a hideous elderly witch who steals, cooks, and eats children. But in a modern-day retelling written by Victoria-based writer Kat Sandler, the perspective is changed. Baba Yaga is now an attractive, smart, modern woman and anti-hero. In the supernatural thriller play Yaga, Western Edge shines a light on the strength of women and toxic masculinity. Western Edge artistic director and actor in Yaga, Jonathan Greenway, spoke to CHY about the play and how it showcases the effects of preconceived ideas around gender. He says the play follows a detective tasked with finding out what happened to a missing university student from a small town of Witchlock. This play highlights the vilification of women and the power dynamics of masculine roles within communities.
But it's a different perspective than we're told from like classic Grimm's fairy tales or the fairy tales of lore of Baba Yaga. It's a modern telling for 2025. It was written in 2019, but it's definitely a 21st century supernatural thriller from the perspective of Baba Yaga.
Greenway says the play's story fits perfectly with the themes of the three plays they are performing this season. He says he wants to offer opportunities to those not typically featured in traditional theater.
What I say is often in theater, or theater with a capital T, cis white males' voices and stories presented on our stages. Often in Canada we're faced, we get a lot of that, right? Or just these very white heteronormative stories. And I wanted this season to really exemplify alternative voices from the cis white males, and so...
Unboxing Bravery, the first show of their season, featured a story by a local drag performer, Lauren Semple, who shared their journey of gender exploration and transgender allyship through the art form of drag. Greenway says Yaga showcases the power women can have, alongside the supernatural feminine power that can destroy toxic masculinity. He says being able to share a story of feminine empowerment through an intense psychological thriller is not something that's often offered in Nanaimo. He wants to be an alternative to the theater with a capital T. He explains theater with a capital T as the traditional kitchen dramas and living room farces that often have similar themes to the other seven shows people have seen in the last 2 years. He says with Western Edge, they try to get out of theater with a capital T to bring something new for Nanaimo that is edgy and challenges conversations and perceptions around what theater could do. Wendy Weirin, who plays Baba Yaga, says while researching the stories of Baba Yaga, she was able to discover parts of the character in herself.
Throughout history and time, women who are intelligent, gifted, loud-spoken, powerful, are often blamed for things. I think that's how the witch trials in Salem happened. I think today, still, even in our decade, women are not treated as having good attributes that when they're seen in perhaps a male counterpart would be seen as positive attributes.
Much like Baba Yaga, Warren says women are very powerful and what they can do can often be considered magical.
I think women have a natural gift in this world and in this play, and we do certain magical things. We attract men or other women. We can give birth if we choose to. We raise a family. We can work. We can heal. We can do so many things.
Yaga will be shown at the OV Art Theater in downtown Nanaimo starting February 7th and running until February 16th on select dates. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.